Well, hello, this is Frank. Have you mailed in your ballot yet? We have a lot of candidates for office here in Santa Barbara. And going right down to the wire, I have a guest today, Kathy Murillo. She's running for mayor. Let's listen.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for joining me on the call today.
Thanks for letting me wake up a little bit.
Oh my God.
Are you like an early bird and stuff?
I never have been until this point in my life. And so I'm up with the birds.
Awesome.
Yes.
I just emailed you a picture of me on a bike.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm sorry that we couldn't meet in person. So thanks for...
Well,
thank you
for chatting with me at this 11th hour, it seems.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. Yeah, sure.
Let's just set the table here. You're running for mayor, City of Santa Barbara.
That's right.
And you're on the city council today.
Yes, I've been on the city council for 6 years. And originally elected at large. So my first term was serving the whole city. My second term has been focusing on the West Side. And the West Side, focusing on topics that interest you and your listeners. We have a lot of people who walk and bike, a lot of working people. And so I look out for pedestrian safety here. You know, we're trying to implement the projects in the Bicycle Master Plan, and that would help our West Side residents, you know, get downtown back and forth. And of course, we're always trying to encourage children and students to ride their bikes more. But I'll tell you what happens on the West Side. Sometimes cars don't stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk. And I've actually seen a mother with a stroller right off the curb, and the car doesn't stop. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, why do you think that is, Kathy? My friends in Santa Barbara say that I shouldn't say that most Santa Barbara motorists learn their driving behaviors in Los Angeles. But it seems like it.
Maybe they've never been a bicyclist, or maybe they haven't walked enough around their own neighborhood to understand what it's like to be on the street on foot and have a car just zoom right past you.
That's a good point, right?
Because, and as a pedestrian, I always try to make eye contact with the driver. And if I don't take a chance. It's sad to say that, right? But actually it's incumbent on the pedestrian or the bicyclist to make sure they're safe first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was at a conference yesterday in Buellton, Kathy. And sitting next to a Parks and Rec commissioner from Goleta. And she asked me the simplest question, how do you make it so that people feel safe to ride their bikes on the street? That is a simple question, doesn't have a simple answer maybe, but when and if we can make the streets safer, people tend to come out more.
And I think that if we have a larger density of people on their bikes, we would own the road more. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in my car and there's a bicyclist, I just know they have space. I can't go any faster than them, right? I know that. Actually, my personal philosophy and practice, and I try to say this whenever I can, is if you're going somewhere in Santa Barbara, try to give yourself 5 extra minutes. And 5 minutes will do it, right? Because, you know, if we're going from here to, I'm on the West Side, if I'm going downtown, I don't have to be in a hurry. I think that's what it is. If you've started out late, you're impatient with everything on the road.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, I think so.
Leaving a little bit early would help. If, you know, 2 or 5% more people started riding their bikes, there would be more people more bicyclists on the road. And it's a signal to people in their cars, hey, we need to share the road. People will respond to that.
Safety in numbers. The more cyclists are out on the road, the more motorists get used to us. It's simple.
I love it how you all think through that. And I really appreciate the Bicycle Coalition's work in this town. And I know that the coalition is working on a bike sharing program. And just yesterday, I got something in my email about Lime bikes, L-I-M-E
bikes. Oh, yeah, Lime bikes.
And I was like trying to figure out what it was. And so it's an app and it's bike sharing, right? Or bike
yeah,
renting.
Yeah, it's bike sharing. That is what? It's free to the cities that host it.
Mm-hmm.
It's things are changing.
And a dollar.
Can you hear my
to
cat?
Get... No, but I was hoping that my cat wouldn't start howling because she's really super old and she does that thing where she howls for no reason. So, well, if your listeners are interested, I'm a dog and cat person. My old pit bull Roxy passed away in February. Oh. So here I am running my campaign without a canine mascot. And there's such an emptiness in my heart around that. And I have one little cat left. I used to have two cats. And so anyway, I think people are interested in our personal life.
I understand. Yeah.
I do have a bicycle that I don't ride often enough. I want to upgrade. I think I need a better bike. And I want to be a mayor that rides around on my bike. And I always
wear a
helmet.
Kathy, you're talking to the right guy. You're saying
oh,
you
good,
want
oh,
a
good.
New bike. I love to go bike shopping.
I do. It's a deal,
I'm the most
man.
Fun person to go shopping with for a new bike.
Well, it's a date then. So let me tell you the one time that I was super, super active riding my bike. At City Hall, a wonderful woman named Kate Wan, I'm not sure if you know her, she was at City Hall and she went out to, I think she's working at the airport now, but she organized a team under Bike to Work Week. And so mm-hmm. It was like a competition, right? We had a team of five people. And of course, you know, we did our best, but there was some other team that won, you know, they were like really hardcore cyclists. So for a week, I rode my bike no matter what. If I couldn't be late to a meeting, I had to plan. I had to, you know, pack my bike with my papers. You know, City Hall, being on the city council, we read a lot of reports and stuff, right? So I'm always hauling around notes. And then one day it actually rained and I said, you know what? I'm just going to put on my, you know, rain coat, not a raincoat. It was real lightweight, but, you know, it was like for rain. And I went out and it was fine. And I have a friend, Shannon Miller. I'm not sure if you know her. She's a mm-hmm. CPA in town. And she rides her bike in the pouring rain. And people will tell her, they're like shocked. You didn't use your car today. And she's like, no. And did you get wet? She goes, yes. Yeah. So anyway,
That can be fun, especially in Santa Barbara. How often can you say that, right? I was out on my bike and I got soaked.
And what's the harm? It's just water.
Yeah.
So I do have some nice dress clothes, you know, that I wouldn't want to get wet, right? My dry cleaning wardrobe. But this is going to be exciting. I have a really good chance of winning, in case you
yes,
didn't
you do.
Know. And so I'm here. It's the Friday before election, and I'm... I'm all a titter. I don't know how else to say it. You know, we've worked really hard campaigning. I've been part of the community for years. I used to be a journalist and I worked in radio. And I know a lot of people and people know how hard I work on the city council. And so,
Kathy, you've been interviewed, 100 times, candidate forums anyway.
Least.
How many? 10, 12 candidate forums?
It hasn't been too bad this cycle. Maybe 7.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011, when I ran, we had 17 forums.
Oh, boy.
Because it was at large and the different neighborhood associations had invited us. But the big one, there were... I'm trying to say which one was the big one. The League of Women Voters was a good one. They didn't mm-hmm. ask about alternative transportation as much as I would have liked. And neither did the KEYT televised one, which was just this Sunday up against like the big Dodger game. I was worried no one was watching us. But,
right. Yeah.
So I don't think there's been enough questions. I'd like to update our pedestrian master plan. It hasn't been updated since 2008, 2006, maybe.
Oh, there's a lot of opportunity there, I think, huh? Especially in the down, well, probably everywhere across the city.
It's already walkable, but if we made it a little bit better, and we're all trying to be more healthy, right? And if you give yourself 15 minutes, you can get from the west side downtown. So, yeah.
Well,
with
and
the
so
right
many
shoes.
Of us are tracking, using little Fitbits, and even your iPhone will track how many steps you take. I look at that every day. So I'm a bona fide pedestrian.
Oh, good. What part of town do you live in?
I live right downtown. I often tell people I live at the Arlington Theater. So I'm that close.
Nice. And so you're close to Ralph's to get your groceries. See, that's what people need, right? Their groceries
yes.
and a way
we
to get
need a
to
hardware
work.
Store downtown. That's
hardware?
One. That's, yeah, little hardware store.
Well, just come over the Mitchell Trina Street Bridge and you can come to the San Andres hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Trina and San Andres. And so, and that happens to have a bike lane.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kathy, we are at the very last stroke here as it relates to the election cycle. People, do you think most people have mailed in their ballots?
I think what I read is that 2/3 have turned in their ballots. And then, as you know, Frank, there are people who like that polling day experience. And I've been one of them, but I'm transitioning to, you know, get your ballot in quick, because that's how my grandmother taught us. She was a naturalized citizen. She came from Mexico and she took voting very, very seriously. As soon as she was sworn in as a U.S. citizen, she voted and she worked the polls. And so we loved going on election day and getting our sticker and stuff. So I think there are people that are hanging on to their ballot for that reason. They like to cast it the day of. And also some people maybe are a little cynical. So they're waiting to see if any scandal is going to break.
I know,
so that
that's what I've thought too, Kathy. That's kind of Halloweenish, huh? Waiting for some last-minute scandal to strike.
Well, I promise I'm scandal-free.
Yeah, you're scandal-free. A little polling I did at the Bike Coalition get together for lunch on Tuesday, so I popped the question, how many had still not voted? And the majority of people in the room hadn't voted yet. So.
Well, I love holding my ballot in my hand. It feels like it has power, and it really does. And maybe the national political scene has taught us how important it is to vote and to partake in the political process. And that's always been a goal for me in Santa Barbara. Young people don't vote as well as, you know, they're not as active voters. Our Latino community sometimes gets cynical about it, and we're always doing voter registration drives, you know, and everyone deserves a place at the table. And they kind of have to pull their chair up though, right? So
right.
That'll be one of my commitments as mayor, and I do that already, going into the community, going to school functions. I'm the city council liaison to the MTD bus agency. I go to their board of directors meetings, and so I stay on top of, you know, bus service issues, and I'll go to their workshops, and, you know, I hope this doesn't sound like negative campaigning, but I don't see my opponents at school functions or the MTD, you know, workshops. So I hope your listeners know that I have a connection to the community, and that's the kind of mayor that we need. It's not a title. You don't wear a crown and sit at City Hall and be important. You have to do some work and connect to people. And that's how you bring people together to solve problems as well. I have great positive relationships in this town, and I look forward to serving as mayor.
Well, Kathy, that's so well said. I wish you the best of luck. And it all wraps up on Tuesday. So, Kathy, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for the opportunity, and what a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye-bye. Okay, we're back in the studio, and before I say goodbye, let me invite you to come by the website. It's Santa Barbara Cyclist, where I've got more audio podcasts with five other candidates. I recently posted up a video, highlights from a trip Santa Barbara Bicycle just made to the city of Portland. You enjoy seeing that. Lots to attract your attention. That's SantaBarbaraCyclist.com. Check it out, please. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.